This is Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning. I have no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Holy cow, people. Week 17 in the books. It's over, all over, said and done. Unbelievable how just crazy how the season is over and done with. We got the playoffs. Can you believe it? Some amazing things happened all season long. We're kind of going to talk a little bit about some of the action, obviously, from Week 17. We'll get into who's in the playoffs, who's out of the playoffs, who might be looking for a job, who may not be looking for a job. I mean, so much to talk about. Honestly, can't believe we're done with the NFL regular season. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's how you can hit me up that way. Talk to me about what happened in the NFL Week 17. Talk about the whole season, man. Some of your surprises, some of your disappointments. Whatever's on your mind, it's always going to be on my mind. And then, obviously, get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And what about that effort from Andrew Luck in a Week 17 must-win situation in the playoffs if you win, out of the playoffs if you don't win? I just think, you know, you saw some special performances all around the board from guys who may be the future of this league. Another guy like Lamar Jackson, got to talk about that gutty performance from him and his team against the Browns, who were playing for really nothing other than pride. And the Eagles, what can we say about them, man? Think about that team. They were down, they were out, and then Nick Foles came back and leads the Eagles back to the playoffs again, man, almost the same exact way as it happened for those guys last season. So got to be impressed with that. The Seahawks, impressed with them, man, with the way that they were able to play the season when people thought it was a rebuild. No. Russell Wilson, man, was back to his old tricks, winning a bunch of games and just doing his thing. And the Vikings, that big change at quarterback, maybe it didn't work out so well, at least this year. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, it's Ron Barr. The new year is almost here, so what's your New Year's resolution? Well, if you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Right now, MyPillow's Christmas special has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, you'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack. It includes free shipping. You heard me right, free shipping. And you also get their 60-day money-back guarantee that's been extended through March 1st. First, best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee, and a good night's sleep. What else do you need? So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and use promo code BARR, that's B-A-R-R. You'll get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Again, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter the promo code BARR. I have a MyPillow, and I love it. No neck or backache, just a nice, fitful sleep. So check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code BARR.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Pro football is a game, not a war. It's for win or lose, not life or death. But say that in the summer, for winter brings the playoffs and a season is at stake.
Now from here, we got to go on the road, in the cold, in the snow, in the wind, with a hostile environment, and play our style of football. And we don't want it any other way.
Luck wide open to the end zone, lofted for Eric Ebron, touchdown! Touchdown, a 12-yard pass! Wide open was Eric Ebron. That's his third touchdown of the half.
Luck out of the gun has Jordan Wilkins to his right. Luck's going to loft it downfield. Wide open, Eric Ebron catches in stride. He's inside the 20, still going, diving for the pylon. No signal yet. He's going to be down inside the 5-yard line. It's not going to be a touchdown. No, they signal touchdown. Touchdown, Eric Ebron. They put 6 on the board.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind, Week 17 style here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the year. Let's talk about whatever you want, NFL. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, please. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so let's get into some of the things that are going on. We'll give you the situation as far as the playoff picture and what that looks like, who's in and who's out. Well, these are the teams that are in, people. You got games next week happening Saturday and Sunday, the wild card weekend. It's always wild. Colts will be playing the Texans. That should be interesting. Obviously, division rivals, so they know each other pretty well. Seahawks playing the Cowboys next week as well. Those are your Saturday games. Sunday games, Chargers and Ravens, and also the Eagles, defending Super Bowl champions, playing the Bears. That should be an interesting one, to be quite honest with you. That could be a game that's winnable for the Eagles. And then obviously Chiefs, Rams, Patriots, and the Saints all waiting in the wings to find out who they play January 12th and January 13th, respectively, which would be the Chiefs and the Rams playing on the 12th and the Patriots and Saints playing on the 13th. So great stuff there. And speaking of that, obviously, national title game, we've seen it a bunch of times, people. Alabama and Clemson will be going at that. So watch that one Monday night, the 7th. I believe that's when that one will kick off. So pretty good stuff all around when you're talking about the pigskin at this point in time in the season and the year. Again, get at me. Let's talk about the NFL playoffs. 1-800-878-7529. I'm going to run through the scores, give you the standings for the final standings real quickly, and then I'll get into my thing, as I always do here on the program, and just kind of break it down for you the way that the Dorf Man does. Bills get a victory, a nice victory. Josh Allen, 3-touchdown day, 42-17 over the Dolphins. Lions spank the Packers 31-0. And obviously Aaron Rodgers, concussion, goes out of the game. So it was bad. They got shut out. It was ugly. And the Lions wind up walking all over the Green Bay Packers 31-0. Patriots, 38-3 over the Jets, Jets. Another division championship or title, whatever, however you want to put it, for the Patriots. Panthers, 33-14 over the Saints, who didn't have to play for anything, so it was a meaningless football game. Not surprised by this outcome. Cowboys 36-35 over the Giants. That was actually a relatively exciting game. And Dak Prescott, we'll get into this. I like this kid. I actually really like him. A lot of people down on him throughout the season, but ultimately made a bunch of plays, had a pretty solid day, four touchdowns, 387 yards, 27-44, and had a really good day with Blake Jarwin, three touchdowns for that kid. I saw every one of them, by the way. So really was an interesting part of the puzzle today, getting that tight end involved for the Cowboys, and no Ezekiel Elliott either. So nice victory over the Giants, 36-35, as they're going marching to the playoffs this season. Haven't said that for a long time about the Cowboys. I mean, I know they've been in, but I feel like it may be a different type of team this year for the Cowboys, and maybe, just maybe, they get by a round and lose in the second round. You never know. Falcons 34-32 over the Buccaneers, and by the way, Dirk Cutter after that winds up getting fired. So look, it's tough to deal with things like that, man. You just have to go out there and you play the games and you see what happens. Falcons 34-32 over the Buccaneers, like I said. Texans, they're on their way to the playoffs too, 20-3 over the Jaguars. And what a disappointing season for the Jaguars. I mean, wow. Jaguar fan, where you at? Would love to hear your thoughts. I mean, Blake Bortles went back to being Blake Bortles. Defense wasn't that great. Had a bad year. 1 year wonder out of the Jaguars, maybe. Texans, that's a team that could be around for a while. Absolutely could be around for a while. Really like the Texans. Love Deshaun Watson. And I've said it all season long, if you've been listening to me here on the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America, I've said many a time before, I think the Texans play a major role in the AFC playoffs. We'll see if that happens. Another team I think that could play a role in the AFC playoffs is the Chargers. And, you know, Phillip Rivers, I'll tell you what, this dude might win the MVP. Drew Brees might win the MVP. Patrick Mahomes might win the MVP. Hard to knock a guy out who throws 50 touchdowns. I mean, wow. Pretty impressive. I believe it's the first time it's happened since a guy like Peyton Manning did it. But anyway, Chargers do get a nice victory. Finish the season 12-4, 23-9 over the Broncos. And after the game, if I'm not mistaken there, Vance Johnson wound up getting fired. So, just tough all around. I'm going to have to look into the coaching thing and see who's getting fired and who's not. But I know that Todd Bowles got fired. I know that Dirk Cutter got fired. I won't be surprised if he didn't by now. But Vance Johnson will probably get fired there for the Denver Broncos too. But truth be told, hey, look, man, don't feel bad for these people. I hate when people feel bad for people that make millions and millions of dollars. Because they're in a business where they're paid to win. So if you don't win, you have to expect that you're probably going to get fired sooner or later. Chiefs win 35-3 over the Raiders, who have a bunch of picks. So I'll be interested to see how the next few years go for John Gruden and company. But how good will Patrick Mahomes be in the playoffs? How good will the Chiefs be in the playoffs? They have the number one seed. Does that make a big difference? Patriots have the number two seed. So if push comes to shove and the Patriots and everybody holds serve, Patriots are going to have to play on the road to get to the Super Bowl, something that they haven't had to do for a while. So something to think about. Rams got a nice victory, 48-32 over the 49ers. You don't want to lose to them. I don't care if it's a meaningless game or not. You don't want to lose to them. And it wasn't meaningless, by the way, because they had to win that game, because I believe that the Bears would have had home field advantage over them if the Rams would have lost that game, because I believe they beat them throughout the season. So, again, man, just lots of things that you have to pay attention to going into the playoffs. And speaking of that, Bears knock out the Vikings 24-10. Not a great season for one Kirk Cousins, who was supposed to be the difference there in Minnesota when you think about it, man. And obviously it wasn't to be, at least the first season with Kirk Cousins. And truth be told, I don't know if this – if I honestly don't know if he'll ever make the difference. So we shall see what happens there for the Minnesota Vikings moving forward. But moving forward, Mitchell Trubisky and the Chicago Bears, I actually like this team a lot, and I think they were maybe a year ahead. Steelers, 16-13, they win, but they do not get to the playoffs. I think that that's one of the major stories from Week 17 that we're going to talk about here on the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America. Seahawks, nice victory, come from behind, 27-24. Over the Cardinals with about a minute left or a little over that. Russell Wilson drives him down. They set up for the field goal. Rest is history. Great guys like that. Great players make plays like that. Eagles 24-0 over the Redskins. They get back to the playoffs. Ravens 26-24 over the Browns as they get back to the playoffs, led by Lamar Jackson. Colts, they're in the playoffs too, 33-17 over the Titans on the road. Had to do it, and they did get it done. Andrew Luck, man, that's my comeback player of the year. Pause for the cause. I'll be right back. Andy Dorf, it is NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.
Really? 3 yards for a first down, 4 for a touchdown. Brady throwing corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Julian Edelman.
Second goal for L.A. We're down to 9:52 to go in the first half. Shotgun, Rivers, two receivers left. He looks that way. Rivers, high floater. It is caught. Mike Williams, touchdown, L.A.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
splits wide right. Trubisky rolling that way. Keeps his eyes downfield. Throws a little low, and it is Anthony Miller in the end zone for the touchdown.
Diamond set to the top. Empty one as he gets it quickly to Montgomery, who gets to the corner and takes care of business.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in Andy Dorf, getting you through another NFL Rewind. Last time, man, I can't even believe it. It's just unbelievable to me. Week 17 in the books. Playoffs are here. Sports Overnight America. Get at me, people. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up. Follow me on Twitter, too. Dorf on Sports. Dorf Online. Check out my website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, so I want to get into this a little bit more because there were some pretty cool things that happened. I'm sorry, but I'm not a Bears fan by any means, but I'm definitely not a Vikings fan either. Born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin, I am definitely a Green Bay Packer fan. I'm a cheesehead till the day I die. I don't care if we stunk like we did against the Lions. It happens. I don't care if we stunk like we did all season long. It happens. There's nothing better than seeing the Minnesota Vikings getting knocked out, even if it is by the Chicago Bears. Because I'll be honest with you, there's nothing for me to dislike about this Chicago Bears team. There really isn't, man. The rivalry really isn't a rivalry at this point. I'm sorry, but it's been so lopsided for a long, long time that I've kind of felt bad for them. And it's good to see them winning a division. And actually being a team that I do think could be a team that could be a problem in the playoffs. Do have a home game. That's a good thing. Gotta like having a home game. And the truth is I don't know if I want to have a break. So those teams, they get the rest, like the Chiefs, the Rams, the Patriots, and the Saints. Yeah, I know it's nice to have your time off to lick some wounds and get healed up. But sometimes it's good to keep the flow. And if you're in a little bit of a streak, well, you really want to keep it going. And a team that's streaking the same way that they did last season on their way to an unbelievable postseason run, winning the Super Bowl, Philadelphia Eagles. Nick Foles, man, I mean, say what you want. I think you can make the argument that he's a better quarterback than Carson Wentz is, at least at this point in time, for the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, this is not once, but this is twice that he's gotten them to the playoffs, back-to-back seasons. And last season, he not only won the Super Bowl, he was the damn Super Bowl MVP. So, look out for the Eagles, man. Maybe they got hot at the right time again. Chargers, Ravens, these are some really, in all honesty, these are some cool matchups. Seahawks and Cowboys, like two teams that I don't think people really thought were going to be there. I trust Russell Wilson a lot more than I trust Dak Prescott. I think the Seahawks have a great shot at winning that game. Their defense is pretty good. And again, I trust Russell more than I trust Dak Prescott. Colts and Texans, that's a cool matchup too. Because maybe that's the future of the NFL. Andrew Luck coming back from a really, really tough surgery on that shoulder. I don't think people thought he was going to be able to come back the way he did. And the way that the Colts played, holy cow, I think they were 1-5 to start the season, man. 1-5. And they made the playoffs. And a lot of it had to do with the arm of Andrew Luck when he played fantastic for them. Doesn't have a great running game, not a great offensive line, not great wide receivers. T.Y. Hilton, but other than that, you can't name anybody on that lineup. So the truth is Andrew Luck is a hell of a quarterback. But so is Deshaun Watson. And I love that cat. I love that cat. And I think it's pretty cool to see Lamar Jackson. I said it before the season. That's the kind of guy you want to take a risk on. And where they took him, Abso-freaking-lutely you take that risk. With an aging Joe Flacco, injury-prone to a certain degree, get yourself a young stallion stud like Lamar Jackson who can go out there and change the game in a couple of different ways with his arm and his feet. Dude's impressive. 7 of 8, if I'm not mistaken, is how they finished with that dude running things. Where is he in the rookie of the year? I know everybody loves Baker or Saquon Barkley, but the Ravens wouldn't be in the playoffs if Lamar Jackson didn't take over. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. That is absolutely how I feel. So I think wild card weekend, woof. Wild card weekend, people, buckle up, get your popcorn, and just enjoy what you're going to watch. I have no dog in the race. I have no dog in the race. But I'll tell you what. There's certain teams I'm pulling for. Certain teams I'm absolutely pulling for. I'd like to see the Texans. I mean, just because I've been talking about them so much, and I feel like Deshaun Watson is just ready to blow up. And he's the kind of guy that can make unbelievable things happen for his team. So I really like the Texans a lot. And I think that the Colts making the playoffs after starting 1-5 and Andrew Luck coming back, he's the comeback player of the year for sure. You can make an argument that J.J. Watt should be the comeback player of the year. Or maybe for that matter, Deshaun Watson could be the comeback player of the year too. Both those guys coming back from injuries. So that's a really cool matchup. I'm sorry, but that is a really cool matchup. And again, man, so here's the deal. In the NFC, there's two quarterbacks that I trust. Okay, there's two of them that I trust. I trust Drew Brees, and I trust Russell Wilson. I'm leaning toward trusting Nick Foles because, look, the guy's done it again, and he is the reigning Super Bowl MVP champion. So I'm leaning toward trusting him a little bit, but I really trust Drew Brees a lot. And having to go through New Orleans, I mean, are you kidding me? This is the dream scenario for New Orleans, let's be honest. This is the absolute dream scenario. But let's just for a quick moment, because I know I got to take a break in a couple minutes. And by the way, again, get at me if you want to talk. If you don't, if you love hearing me preach, which I love to preach, so don't feel obligated. You never do anyway. Love my people hearing me all over the globe on Sirius XM channel 203. Love you people. Love being global with this. Love talking football and spreading the way that the Dorf Man sees it on Sports Overnight America all over the world, man. I love it. So I have no problem preaching. But again, if you do want to indulge and get in, 1-800-878-7529. Again, hit me up on Twitter. I do have some good exchanges with people on Twitter. Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Chargers and Ravens. I mean, think about that, man. Again, Lamar Jackson, the way that he's led his team. Phillip Rivers, the way that he's led that team. An MVP-like year too. The Bears have a really good defense. The Eagles are just a team that's been there before. I think we have such great matchups. Such great matchups for Wild Card Weekend. I'll give you my thoughts as to who I think advances eventually here. But I want to talk a little bit on the other side about some of the guys that got fired, some of the opening jobs. And we'll find out more as the weeks go, obviously. But I love the playoffs. I mean, it doesn't get much better than watching NFL playoff football, people. These guys are going to be throwing it all on the line. Colts and Texans, Seahawks and Cowboys. That's your Saturday action. Sunday action, Chargers and Ravens, Eagles and Bears. I think all the games are fantastic. Really do. They're all fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, I got to take a quick pause for the cause, man. We got to pay some bills. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the NFL, Week 17, a whole heck of a lot more. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website too, people, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, keep it close. NFL Rewind, Andy Dorf, and it is Sports Overnight America.
It's right first back. And goal at the Kansas City 7 for the Rams. Couple tight ends. Goff under center, gets the snap, fakes the handoff, drops back, looks right, arching spiral pass in the corner of the end zone, touchdown. Over the shoulder, two-handed catch in the back corner of the end zone by Robert Woods.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt. For good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
So what do they dial up on third and ten? TJ Jones goes left. Luke Wilson goes left. Galladay goes right. Zach Center in the backfield to the right of Stafford. 5:19 to go in the game. Clock will start on the snap. We're tied at 13. Play clock at 2. Matthews got it. Blitz comes. They pick it up. Stafford throws. It is end zone. Caught! Oh, baby, what a catch! Kenny Galladay, you're a freak! What a catch!
Now more of the rewind right here
on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. It's week 17, by the way. Holy cow. Man, I just feel like the NFL season just cruises by too quickly. I really do. Let me get you those scores real quickly one more time from week 17, and then we'll recap it Dorfman style, the way I kind of see the season for team by team. And we'll just do it kind of as I go through the scores. Bills 42-17 over the Dolphins. Josh Allen, maybe they found themselves a quarterback for the future. Now they need to find him some weapons all around the place, better offensive line, maybe some better receivers. Josh Allen seems to be a guy that carries the ball a lot for them too. So even the running game, man, which is interesting because ultimately I never really thought they had a bad running game, but you know what? If this guy's running for 95 yards, a couple scores and nine carries, that's somewhat dangerous being a quarterback. And I know he's a little bit mobile, and that's the new age quarterback, to be honest with you. More mobile, able to extend plays, able to use their feet and their arms to kill you in two different ways. So maybe Josh Allen and the Bills have themselves a quarterback for a long, long time. Dolphins, I think, you know, they've been mediocre for a long, long time. So I'm not surprised. This is kind of what I've come to expect from them. I don't think either one of these guys are in problem for their job. I think they'll keep it. But ultimately, I think these are teams that definitely have their work cut out for them in the next few years. So we'll see how it looks for them. Lions, Packers, it was a bad one for the Packers, man. I mean, it was a bad season. Anytime you go 6-9-1, it's just not a good season for the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers, this is kind of fitting. Like, no joke. Dude gets hurt the first game of the year, and he gets knocked out of the last game of the year with a concussion. I mean, you can't make this kind of stuff up, people. So, truth be told, this was just a bad year for the Green Bay Packers. Made that in-season adjustment with getting Mike McCarthy out. Some people thought it was surprising. Some people were shocked a little bit by it. First time, or maybe second time, that a Super Bowl coach has been fired throughout the season. People at least thought it was due for a Monday morning firing. But truth be told, they didn't wait, man. They got rid of him, and they started their search already. So they think they're getting themselves a little bit of a head start. We'll see. But I have to think that they do have a plan in place, because I haven't been impressed with some of the people that the Green Bay Packers have brought in. Lions, Patricia, new guy, new head coach, new way of doing things. I think Matthew Stafford, I don't know about the guy. I'm sorry. I really don't know about him, because truth be told, he's been paid money. He hasn't won a lot of games, a lot of meaningless football games he wins, not a lot of meaningful games that he wins. So I think the jury's definitely still out on this guy when you get paid the kind of money that he's been paid. And people will say, well, Aaron Rodgers were down and he's getting paid a lot of money too. I agree. But he's worth the money, because his great, or his really good, is better than just about anybody else's great. So I'll take Aaron Rodgers any day for whatever you got to pay the guy. Jets and Patriots. All right, Tom Brady. Oh, yeah, I believe in that dude. I absolutely believe in that dude. I believe in the Patriots, too. I feel like I've seen this movie way too many freaking times, man. Tom Brady and the New England Patriots are on their way back to the Super Bowl one more time. Maybe a little bit more difficult to get there, but that's who I really trust. That's the team that I think is going to be – look, man, they're 8-0 at home. So if – let's just say that the Chiefs stumble. If the Chiefs stumble, nobody's beating the Patriots in Foxborough in January. I'm sorry, but you can punch their ticket to the Super Bowl if Kansas City loses after the bye week, okay? Punch the ticket for the Patriots. So I guess you know how I feel about them. I love them, and that's who I trust the most in the AFC. We'll get to all that in a moment. Jets, do they have their quarterback of the future with Darnold? I don't know, man. I think with all these rookie quarterbacks, pump the brakes. Give them 2-3. Mandatory 2-3. because you just don't know. You don't want to give up on a guy too quick, and you don't want to be too high on a guy too quick. So give him 2 to 3 and figure it out from there. Panthers, Saints, this was a totally meaningless football game. No Cam Newton, no Drew Brees, because they didn't need to play him. They had home field advantage wrapped up before the game. Didn't matter. Makes no sense to play him. Didn't play a lot of guys. Makes sense. Rest those guys, get them. If they have any little nicks, bangs, dinged up at all, keep them out of the lineup. And there's no point in playing them when you have home field advantage anyway. So I understand it. Panthers, look, what's up with Cam Newton? I'm serious, man. A few years ago, this guy was MVP status. What has happened to Cam Newton? What has happened to the Carolina Panthers? So they have some soul searching to do, if you ask me. Absolutely have some soul searching to do. But they had a youngster that Kyle Allen, for them, who debuted, and he dazzled in his debut. 16 to 27, not going to blow you away. 228, but the two touchdowns, no interceptions, if I'm not mistaken. So a pretty solid game from a guy that doesn't see the football field very often. Cowboys and Giants. Teams maybe going in different directions to a certain degree. Cowboys, I don't think they're going anywhere. I like Dak Prescott. I like Amari Cooper. I like Ezekiel Elliott. I think they have some nice pieces. Will their defense make plays? I don't know. Not sure. I think ultimately I'll get to that in a moment because I'll get to playoff weekend and tell you what I think happens in wildcard weekend. Giants, man, again, Saquon Barkley is the bright spot. Eli Manning, I really feel like the game has passed him up. Get him an offensive line. We'll see if he can turn it around. But truth be told, I think the Giants should be looking for a quarterback. That's what I think. Buccaneers, Falcons. What happened to the Falcons, man? They haven't been the same team ever since they lost the Super Bowl to the New England Patriots when they had a 28-3 lead. I'm serious. They haven't been the same. Matty Ice can throw up some numbers, but they haven't been the same. Buccaneers, they're a mess, man. They're a flat-out mess. What do they do with Jameis Winston? He's trouble, man. He's trouble on the field. He's trouble off the field. No joke. Jaguars, Texans. That was 20-3, by the way, Texans. And the Buccaneers lost to the Falcons 34-32. Texans, I love this team. I've told you so many times. Love Deshaun Watson. I think that they have a very, very, very bright future. Jaguars, they need to find a quarterback. Blake Bortles is just Blake Bortles. Sorry, but that's how I feel. Chargers, they got a legitimate shot, people. 23-9 over the Broncos, who, if they haven't, like I said, Vance Johnson, he'll be gone too if he hasn't been fired yet. But the Chargers are pretty good. They may be the most talented team in the whole NFL. No joke. Chiefs, 35-3. They have that home field advantage. Let's see if they can use it. Raiders, dude, I'm sorry, but John Gruden came in there and he totally messed things up. He believed in Derek Carr more than he believed in Khalil Mack, and right now he looks foolish. So we'll see how that all plays out. They have a ton of draft picks. I'm interested to see what happens for the Raiders in the next couple few years. Can the Chiefs have a really good run? That's the question. Rams 48-32. Do they have a good run in them? Niners, it all went bad when Jimmy Garoppolo went down. No joke. Bears 24-10 over the Vikings. Vikings were disappointing. Flat out, they were disappointing. They were a bad football team, and there were problems. I don't care what people say. Kirk Cousins and Thielen, there were problems. You could see this happening a few weeks ago. Had an altercation on the sideline. They downplay it. Week 17, I get it. Frustration set in, man. Frustration set in. Kirk Cousins did not deliver the goods the way that they thought he would. This was a failure for the Minnesota Vikings in year one of the Kirk Cousins project. That's what I'm going to call it. It's the Kirk Cousins project at this point. Because Case Keenum, I'm telling you right now, Case Keenum would have had that team back in the postseason. I'm sorry, but that is the way that I feel. That's the way that I feel. Kirk Cousins is not all that. You talk about overpaying people, that's overpaying for a guy. $84 million guaranteed, I think, is what he got. Bears, they're on their way. I like the Bears. I really do. Steelers, they win, but they don't get in. What does that mean moving forward? Well, we know they're moving forward from Le'Veon Bell. And I think Mike Tomlin is safe, but something's got to give there. Something's got to change because they've had so much talent and they haven't been able to get over the hump. Bengals, they got to fire Marvin Lewis, man. Like, you've been here so many times before. You've got to get rid of that guy. You have to. And what direction are they going in general? Speaking of firing Cardinals, they're going to fire Steve Wilks. And truth be told, I don't really necessarily believe it's all his fault. It gets put on him. I know he handpicked his staff and all that and this and that and the other. But the players are out there missing tackles, missing catches, missing throws. It's not the coaches that do that stuff. Like Mike McCarthy got stale in Green Bay. That's what happened there. It got stale in Green Bay. This is year one of Steve Wilks. And you know what? You had a bad season. But when you look around the NFL, a lot of teams had a bad season, man. The mediocrity, that's what the NFL was for the most part all over. Mediocrity. Not a lot of great teams. Seahawks, they were a surprising team. 27-24, they win. Russell Wilson drives his team down the field late. They kick the field goal. Sebastian Janikowski, by the way, old man Janikowski, gets it done for the Seahawks. They could be dangerous in the playoffs. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. Eagles, 24-0 over the Redskins. You got to love the heart of what they did. That's the heart of a champion. That's the heart of a champion. When your back is up against the wall, you have to throw your back up in there once again. The dude that got you to the postseason last year and to the Super Bowl and becomes the MVP, well, he did it all over again this year, and now let's see what kind of run they have. Ravens, 26-24 with the Browns. I'm just impressed, man. I love the way that they went out there and played. They just went out there and battled. Flacco goes down. Lamar Jackson, he comes in there and makes things happen. You got to love this kid. You got to love his future. And Andrew Luck, man, comeback player of the year as far as I'm concerned. That guy is real tough. That's super tough. When you have to go through what he went through and the comeback that he had, That shows me something. That dude's got character. That guy's got heart. That guy wants to play. That guy wants to win. And that's a guy that I'd like to have on my team if I'm most people in the NFL. All right, I hear that music. Got to take a final pause for the cause, and then I'll put a bow, a cap, or whatever you want to call it on this one. Obviously, week 17 of the NFL Rewind. I can't even believe it, people. I'm kind of disappointed. It's all over but the crying and the playoffs. So I'll have a final thought and a final take when I get back for you. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and you're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America.
There's a blitzing Roquan Smith as Stafford goes to work, in trouble, and down he goes! Roquan comes flying in like the missile he is from Montezuma, Georgia. Sack Stafford on 3rd and 9. They huddle up. Listen to this crowd. Trubisky takes the snap, takes a knee. They head to the field. The Bears have won it. 24-17 over the Green Bay Packers. And it's been an anguishing absence from the playoffs. 7 years, 11 months, 27 days. They go last to first, and they win the NFC North 2018 division champions for the first time since 2010. They're headed back to the playoffs.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Yeah.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Our
Offerette's Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf, and believe me, you can always follow me and check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check on my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so real quickly, I'm going to put a capper on the program, as I always do. I give you my parting shots, and truth be told, I think we should buckle up. We should really get ready for just an unbelievable playoff run from a lot of different teams potentially. And truth be told, there's some cool matchups in the wild card weekend. Colts and Texans, Seahawks and Cowboys. That's your Saturday, Sunday, Chargers, Ravens, Eagles, Bears. I mean, seriously, it's pretty cool stuff. I think that the Texans get it done. I think the Seahawks get it done. I think the Chargers get it done, and I'm going to go out and say that the Bears beat the defending champions and the Eagles, and they knock them out early. But we'll see how it all shakes out, and then obviously we'll be able to talk about it as we do the weekend recap next week here on Sports Overnight America. So for Scott, I'm going to say peace, everybody. Enjoy your week, and can't wait to talk to you about the NFL and a whole lot more with me, Andy Dorf, on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. Peace, everybody.